As we kick off National Beef Month this month of May, we are so excited to start highlighting some of the things producers have been doing to raise such a consistently high-quality product that we get to celebrate. For this week's Cattleman's Call, I'm Ella Stiefvater. This week, we're joined by South Dakota Cattlemen's Association President Craig Beaver. And Craig has a lot to share about how far we've come with the beef product and some of the things that have changed in recent days.
For many years, beef was positioned as an unhealthy protein, and we got told the same story over and over again, how red meat is bad for you and fat is bad for you. And the food pyramid had, you know, shifted, and it was eat more grains. And, you know, the fortunate thing about a lot of the research that we've done in the beef checkoff is it's helped change the public perception of beef. It's really labeled beef as a protein powerhouse that it is. I mean, it's a whole food with no additional additives and 10, you know, really essential nutrients, particularly like protein, zinc, iron, and vitamin B. And so, you know, I really do believe that beef is key to a healthy diet of Americans.
And especially during Beef Month, Craig says that cattle producers have a lot to be proud of, from the innovations that they've embraced to the best of the traditions that we've kept.
Well, as cattle producers, we have a lot to celebrate in Beef Month. You know, it's a good time of the year for us. Cattle are going to grass, but the quality of beef has dramatically increased over the century. And, you know, the investment producers have made in genetics, nutrition, and management have just made a huge difference in the quality of our product. I mean, we have increased the quality of prime and choice product exponentially, and it's showed up when it comes to demand. Well, you know, the big thing is meat isn't the cheapest in the meat cooler, but it's still the premium product. You know, as producers, we know that investment that happens behind the scenes before the cattle even get turned to beef is something that the average consumer will never see or understand. But, you know, in Beef Month, we can really celebrate that we are doing what's right for the consumer. And it's our opportunity to share our stories and celebrate our successes of the beef industry by going ahead and throwing a few extra steaks on the grill.
And it's no secret that beef demand right now is at an all-time high, which Craig traces back to some of the initial investment by cattlemen.
I think a lot of that is due to particularly consumer preference for the product, but a lot of that was backed by some of the sound research we did with the checkoff. You know, there's been a lot of good research that was done by the checkoff that gave us insight or helped give us good research to influencers, nutritionists, doctors, lots of people who are interested in overall better health. And so I do think that demand will stay good for quite a long time, because I really do believe that our consumers are really choosing beef. The Meat Demand Monitor measures consumer insights, and it's a project funded by K-State and co-funded by the Beef Checkoff, and it tracks 2,000 consumers nationwide. And there's a lot of things. You know, beef is remains central to the diet. Consumption has actually increased while vegan and vegetarian rates have declined. You know, retail demand is strong and the willingness to pay for protein has increased. And more than inflation, it's outpaced food service demand. And taste, we are the king of taste. Taste still really remains at the top of the list when consumers are looking for products. So I do believe beef is in a good position through the next few years.
With this week's Cattleman's Call Report, I'm Ella Stiefvater.